This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
A very unusual phenomenon occurred this Shavuos, that the B'nai Chutz Aretz fell a parsha behind the B'nai Eretz Yisrael. Because in Chutz Aretz we have 2 days of Shavuos, so Shabbos was still Yom Tov, so we laned the Yom Tov laning, and in Eretz Yisrael there's 1 day Yom Tov, so therefore the second day they laned Parshas Nasai. So this coming week, in Chutz Aretz, we still have to lay Nasai, and in Eretz Yisrael, they're already up to Bahal Yischa. Dvarim gedoilam einam b'mikra. Great things are never coincidental. Why is it that Shavuos jump-starts B'nai Eretz Yisrael and makes the B'nai Chutz Aretz fall behind? So I was thinking about that. We could also analyze, why is it that we dafka catch up Chukas Balak, we read 2 parshiyos, so that when it comes to Parshas Pinchas, everyone is laning the same Parsha. So, again, why is it that the Yom Tov of Shavuos jump-starts the B'nai Eretz Yisrael, and we don't catch up until the 3 weeks? Perhaps we could explain as follows. We know there's a great principle. Ein Torah k'Torah Eretz Yisrael. The level that one could achieve in Limud HaTorah in Eretz Yisrael is greater than what one could achieve in Chutz Aretz. Chazon Ish says he felt a actual elevation in his learning when he arrived in Eretz Yisrael. Avira de'ara machkim, the ear of Eretz Yisrael makes one wise. In fact, Rabbi Yaakov Emden Paskins, as well as Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that even though the Gemara says that people who learn on their own, they become foolish, they don't have a chavrusa, but in Eretz Yisrael, one could rely on Avir da'ara machkim. Even today, there is a marked difference between the Torah of Chutz Aretz and the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. So on the Yom Tov of Kabbalah HaTorah, when Klal Yisrael gets the Torah, there's a difference in the Torah that the B'nai Eretz Yisrael get and the B'nai Chutz Aretz are Mekabel. And therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, when they're Mekabel the Torah, they get a jump start and they go ahead and they already start B'halo Yischa. And in Chutz Aretz, they're lagging behind. When does this change? This changes Parshas Chukas Balak. Because as great of a jump start as the B'nai Eretz Yisrael get, they can never forget that the real Torah of Eretz Yisrael, the real Torah of the Beis HaMikdash, will only be when there is a Beis HaMikdash. That's what we all daven every day. Yiratzayin mofanecha Hashem lechem l'seinu. Sheyabana Beis HaMikdash v'sein chalkeinu v'sarasecha. As the Gra explains, that Malka v'sareha v'agoyim ein Torah. We don't really have Torah today. So for a short amount of time after the Zman of Kabbalah HaTorah, Eretz Yisrael is jump-started. But as soon as the 3 weeks come, Eretz Yisrael is given a very marked reminder that the Torah of Eretz Yisrael is not where it needs to be yet. Because without a Beis HaMikdash, we're still, even the B'nai Eretz Yisrael are still reeling. And therefore they suffer a setback and they are put back in their place, so to speak, together with the rest of Eretz Yisrael, the rest of Klal Yisrael and Chutz Aretz, as we are all reeling over the Churban. But when the Beis HaMikdash is built, we'll be Zoycha, Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash, and we'll all be Zoycha V'sin Chalkeinu V'sarasecha, and that will give an elevation to all of our Liman HaTorah. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.